You know, you could use the argument while Yoko was using Pakun, Pakun ultimately gets more benefit from this because he actually made a new Beyblade. Though I know some Beyblade fans don't appreciate characterization, it's funny watching Multi just assume it's going to be another copy Bey. After all, he stole Multi's blueprint, so why should she expect anything less? Guys, I added misleaders to the opening now that Fox Brush is completed. Hey audience, which name do you prefer, Fox Brush or Brush Fox? Actually, do you prefer the original names or the inverted names for localization? I think on a case-by-case basis, it could depend on who you ask or which Beyblade. I think Sting Unicorn, Stone Mountain, Arc Wizard work better, and the original names for the rest work better, but let me know, because I don't really give it that much thought, and I don't think anyone else does either. You know, we never found out who exactly made the masks for Common X, and where did they get it from? Naturally, Pendragon has money and corporations behind it, and I think everyone in Pendragon besides Chieru knows that Exu and Common X are one and the same, if we're not including the sponsors. Let me know, where do you think Exu and Chrome got the mask from? Because clearly no one else knows. Not gonna lie, the new mask would fit him pretty well, but Semi-Chibi-Tenka saying no will always have a rise out of me. Okay, so they're gonna use this episode to explain what teams each of misleaders are on. Honestly, it makes more sense to do it like this because if Misleaders was always going to be on Persona's radar in the manga, if the manga had more time to showcase all the fights in the star battle Persona goes through instead of just Goldius, Shigeru, and Lance, they would have done so. The fight between Gokuga and Pakun. Pakun shouldn't have aimed for a hard hit because if he kept Scorpio's spear into the sensor, while the risk of it transforming could have happened, based on what happened in the manga, the change is more likely to happen on the extreme line, and yep. Instant KO for Pakun. Alright, comment section, repeat after me. Dokuga. 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 Okay, that's all the time we're gonna take appreciating that. I do appreciate Dokuga's fans actually show up for him. Almost makes you wonder if the anime is going to have it revealed that most of the rumors about him and his team are basically made up. Don't get me wrong, Beyblade has definitely explored characters who've had a toxic fan base or fans. Kurt or Kurtz from God or Evolution come to mind, but appearances aren't everything. Again, we know in the manga that Dokuga is a nice guy, just scary looking, so I do appreciate while he's being genuine, he's actually scaring the absolute crap out of Pakun. How genuine do you believe Yoko is to Pakun? Don't get me wrong, gaslighting is definitely something that's possible, and at the end of the day, she is using him to make Fox Brush. But, I don't know, it just feels like there's a little bit of genuine of care and concern. Like, Pakun definitely didn't perform awful. I'd argue it's probably one of his more better performing battles. I said it before, the fact that he makes his own Beyblade is cool, and if he just lived up to that potential by being original with his creations, he could make a Beyblade, he could make it big into the Beyblade world. Not the sub team going, he's totally whipped. Which, according to Urban Dictionary, says when a person, male or female, is so in love with their partner that will willing to do anything for them, including allowing themselves to be controlled and manipulated. Alright, time for Ryu Isshin. 25 years, just like Manju Queen. I do have to kind of agree with him that you really shouldn't just name an era after one entire person. Because even in sports, it's not like just one person, it's also just the events and the type of people that make up the time period of the generation. Like, it's why in Burst we had the four Spin Emperors, Big Five, Legendary Bladers, Z4, GT3. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Aww, it's okay, Ryu. You are a side character. Enjoy your 3 episodes of screen time to shine. Even if it's the people who only want to read the manga will only remember you as a person who lost a Brave Dran. Almost like an anime is allowed to flesh out their story. Okay, let's actually calculate Ryu's win record. So he's had 10,509 battles when you add up his 10,200 wins and 309 losses. Divide 10,200 by 10,509 and multiply by 100, and his win record is officially 97%. Then you've got Manju Queen, going by official matches and battles. That's 10,000 wins, 10 boss losses, for a total of 10,010 battles, which means if you do the division, she's at 99 wins. So, yes, he's won more, but she's more consistent. I do appreciate the fact that Quinn planned for Rex to fight him instead, but Ishin's strength is so strong his voice can push back even Rex a bit. Oh no, not the muscle off. Guys, ladies, and MBs, I think Mako's into it. That's the same reaction she has when she's into sweets. I'm not wrong. Check on that. Yep, I guess my prediction was correct. We were gonna see the two dinosaur Beyblades battle. Oh, got the trailer shot where both of their eyes white with a dinosaur's in the background. Poor Ichigo was afraid for her life. Ah, man, I feel like most of you guys don't like Ichigo. Like, cause she play, like, I get it. She plays it, she brings it on herself. But then you need that spicy, adorable jerk. I think her hate mostly just comes down to how she manipulates Bird. Though I feel like whenever she doesn't do that, most people don't really have a problem with her. Like, let me know in the comment section, do you guys actually have a problem with Ichigo? Insert bleach joke here. Oh no, wait, she's also name number one. That's what her name translates to, which is why the dub made her that name. Damn it, but I can't play number one because of copyrights. Considering he's probably not going to get another win after this because he's going to be facing off against Exu, yeah, I think having Ishin win by just sheer raw might is at least a good debut. Well, more so okay-ish. Plus, not only is he older, he does have more experience and more raw strength than Rex. Like I said before, intentionally adding scenes to the anime to flesh out the story is not what I would call filler, so for this fight to show that Miss Leaders already had 95 stars and that with 98, they're so close, obviously Persona is going to be concerned about that. If at least two of those team members had an extra rematch, not only would they have won, Persona would have been screwed out of fighting Zodiac. Pakun, I only have 418 subscribers. Compared to me, you're doing fine. I would kill for that to be my view count at least, though. I don't mind the fact that Pakun admitted that Foxbrush has weaknesses. Again, no Beyblade is perfect, all of them have their own pros and cons. Okay, maybe except for Diablo, but that just gang up on him. But Quinn refusing to use that intel because she actually wants experience taking on an original Beyblade made by him with her own power actually makes me respect her character a lot more. I did say before that I wanted her to have more wins to establish her credibility, but like I said before, win rate is not the only factor when I consider when it comes to characterization. It's the treatment of the character that matters at the end of the day. And just like Quinn, I respect Pakun's character. Like Multi, he's good at promotion, matchmaking for battles, and crafting, but he's gotta live up to his potential. Glad they didn't abandon Dreams as a concept for Season 2. Wasn't expecting a Yoko backstory. This is why you don't just watch the battle clips people post on Friday mornings. Wait for the full translation of the episode to get the full context. Because even looking through other social media sites, I did not know this was coming on the first viewing. Huh, kinda reminds me of how Yuga and Roa were inspired by Otis. Okay, so Yoko was inspired by Quinn to become a Beyblader, just like Princess G inspired Roman to blade in Yu-Gi-Oh! 7s. I'm not pointing out these coincidences to make an accusation of plagiarism, by the way. I dislike the fact that hobby anime now have more women that actually participate in the story or towards a person's character growth, especially older ones because most of the cast is obviously going to be new and young, and we always get that from male characters, so it's nice to see that for women. I know someone's going to say Sophie, but ask yourself, before X, when was the last time we had a female blader that was essentially older than 25? I guess Kathy Gloria, aka Jocelyn Stephanie Stacy Hart, the woman on the celebrity team who I'm not 100% sure is a reference to Jennifer Lopez, but she's blonde. You guys let me know in the comments what you think that reference was supposed to be. Oh no, wait! A new character proclaiming that the old character is going to be a punching bag for them? What is this? Every Beyblade season where they have to introduce or establish how strong a new character is? Oh. Oh wait. Yep, it's a custom line. And Bag of Wisdom didn't work. It is fitting of Pakun to make a Beyblade that has an extra blade that no one could see coming. Insert joke about how it's settled into a deceptive nature and the fact that in Season 1 his true behavior was a shock to everyone else who knew him. Yoko's theme is pretty good. Too bad you guys won't be able to hear me play it. Just watch the clip online if you can find it. It's really good. Fun fact, if you count the number of clones Quinn summons when activating Shinobi Shadow, it's actually 9. If you think that was intentional, let me know. And she only intercepts 8 substitutions. Cuts the last one slash Foxbrush's avatar. And Yoko uses the momentum to get the last one out of the way. And Yoko's a bit bold for her curls there, wanting to make Quinn's official 11th loss. I do respect the respect Quinn has for Persona, though. Since you guys saw from the episode today that aired that the preview for the next one is going to have Dreams and Persona, okay, Miss Leaders and Persona fight each other, this is also more foreshadowing for their clash. That's what a good story is supposed to do, lead into the next events. Oh, I completely forgot I started recording instead of actually writing an intro for this. VIP Bizarre Intro Productions, here's your breakdown for Yoko vs. Quinn and Miss Leaders vs. Dreams. Thanks for watching. Enjoy. Tell me your thoughts. And VIP Bizarre Intro Productions, signing off.